You're listening to Composites Weekly, the leading news and information podcast of the composites industry. And now your host, Jonathan Taylor.
All right, welcome back to another episode here at Composites Weekly, the industry's leading podcast show. I'm your host, Jonathan Taylor. Today we are at Camex this week, and we are doing a live interview with Nina Zerman. She is the technical sales and marketing manager with Ship and Shore. Now, just to give you a little background information, they're your complete source for industrial air pollution control as well as heat and energy recovery systems. She's going to be sharing a little bit about her company on the show today. And Nina, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Jonathan, for having me here. It's so exciting to be back at Camex Expo and see all the segments of composite industry under one roof and catch up with old business colleagues and friends and meet some new ones. Thank you again.
How long have you been coming to Camex now?
On and off for a few years. Sometimes I come and sometimes we have our other sales engineers or other engineers attend.
Okay. All right. Has anything stuck out to you so far since you've been here?
It's just electrifying to be here. It's mainly because you see so many different clients and industry, and it's see the advancement in technology and composites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. I haven't even had a chance to get out on the exhibit floor yet. I'm excited this afternoon to get out and walk the floor and see some of the stuff out there and talk to a lot of the people out there, so it's going to be fun.
I would love to walk with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and show you.
I know. It would be great. I'll definitely be stopping by your display. I tell you, before we begin, if you would, with our listeners, maybe tell us a little bit about the background of Ship and Shore Environmental. If you could give us a little background, maybe a little history of the company, and maybe tell us a little about yourself, too.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to, Jonathan. Ship and Shore Environmental is a global air pollution control equipment manufacturer. Mm-hmm. We're based in Signal Hill, California. For people that don't know, Signal Hill is part of Long Beach, or very near Long Beach, California. Okay. We have been in business for nearly 20 years, and many of our employees have actually been in the air pollution equipment manufacturing industry for over 20 years. We have actually our vice president of engineering that has been in the industry for over 40 years, and he's one of the gurus and leaders of this industry. Me, myself, since you ask, I've been in and out of the environmental industry for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I started in 1980s when the Clean Air Act began and have continued since. And we are pleased to announce that since we are a global company, we have opened a new engineering and manufacturing center in China to provide equipments more efficiently to the Far East and Asia market.
Let's talk about some of the primary markets and the industries that you serve. Obviously, when we talk composites, it's a pretty broad spectrum, but if you would share some of the major markets that you all serve.
Certainly, Jonathan. Of course, composite is one of the industries that we provide air pollution control equipments to, but we provide equipments to any industry that emits VOCs. So we provide air pollution control equipment for chemical manufacturers, printing. We are extremely heavy in printing industry, paint manufacturers, even down to landfills. So we provide equipments for small applications such as bakeries or a small coffee roaster, all the way up to very large chemical manufacturing facilities and oil and gas.
Kind of a wide range, starting from the smaller companies all the way up to much larger manufacturers.
Absolutely, because air pollution is not everywhere, and therefore, so anytime that there is odor or air pollution issues, we come in.
Let's discuss, if we can, some of the services you offer to help manufacturers make cost-effective decisions, on-site engineering, and your compliance services. If you could share a little bit about those services and the equipment.
Sure, absolutely. You mentioned cost-effective. Ship and Shore Environmental's products are cost-effective to begin with. We do not compromise going to any lower-grade major components. Mm-hmm. For example, most of our equipments have burners or blowers or ceramic media or any other type of media, and we use the superior products that are available in manufacturing of our products, but we are constantly re-engineering and finding ways to make the product still cost effective. In addition to that, all of our equipments are very heat efficient, so they use up to 97, even 98% heat recovery. So we use minimum amount of fuel that is necessary, and at times many of our Ship and Shore products operate self-sustainably, meaning that we do not use natural gas or fuel at times when there are enough VOC available in the process. So in addition to that, since Ship and Shore is not just a manufacturing company, it's a system integrator, we find ways to keep utilities as low as possible by providing concentrators if the flow is high and VOCs is low, and run that through an oxidizer to maintain the operating cost as low as possible. And to top it off, we provide rebates and incentives. We are able to not provide, actually, to help them, help the clients receive rebates and incentive from utility companies.
So what are, if you can, maybe lay out some of the unique benefits of Ship and Shore Environmental Incorporated. What kind of separates you from other similar companies out there that provide maybe similar services?
Ship and Shore's products are unique to begin with. Ship and Shore manufactures regenerative thermal oxidizer, which is short RTO, recuperative thermal oxidizer, regenerative catalytic thermal oxidizer, which is RCO, straight thermal oxidizer, and carbon beds, and many other types of equipments that I haven't mentioned. What separates us is, to begin with, we use our equipments are far more superior, and we are able to receive up to 99% destruction efficiency of the air pollution contamination that is provided to us. In addition to that, we provide that heat recovery that I mentioned. So we take the heat produced from the oxidizer and we redirect it, and we use it in other parts of the plant, either for other parts of the process, such as replacing or reducing the burner, the oven or curing burner, especially in the composite industry, reducing the burner's operation and using the fuel from the VOC or the heat provided from this oxidizer to reduce the utilities.
99% destruction efficiency of that sounds like that's pretty above the standard of a lot of
Yes, it used to be 95%. That was the state agencies usually require, but we were able to bring it up to 98%, and if necessary, we can do 99%.
Wow, no problem. Great. That's fantastic. You offer a lot of, there's a lot of information at your website, so before we wrap up, where can people find out more, if you would, about Ship and Shore Environmental Inc.? You can give out your website, any specific landing pages you want, or a phone number.
Absolutely. Let me start with the phone number for our headquarters. Is and they redirect the clients to any of the offices we have, whether it's China or other sales offices. Our headquarters number is 562-997-0233. And our website is shipandshore.com.
Shipandshore.com. Very easy to remember. And I've been on your website is full of information. So I would encourage listeners to go visit, again, shipandshore.com. And they will learn a whole lot of things that we haven't even mentioned, because if we talked about everything, we'd be here for probably a couple of hours today.
Absolutely.
Well, Nina, thank you so much. It's been fantastic. We will be putting a link on, once we post this on our webpage, once this goes live, we'll actually be publishing a link directly to Ship and Shore, but they can find it again, shipandshore.com. Again, you mentioned China opening a facility.
Yes.
Is that, how recent was that now?
We've been working on it for about 5 years, and we opened it over a month ago.
A month ago.
Yes.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yes, and they are already extremely busy, so we are back and forth just about every month.
Yeah.
The next time that we will be there, or at least I'll be there, is November 9th for a trade show in the city of Nanjing.
Wow. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, this has been a pleasure, Nina. And again, I want to mention, this is Nina Zerman. She is the technical sales and marketing manager with Ship & Shore. And Nina, it has been a pleasure having you on today.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I've enjoyed having you on.
Thank you.